Woodman in the Morning on K104.
Well, a woman in Texas hit the lottery for $83.5 million last month.
Wow, that's a good chunk of change.
Wait. But they won't pay her. Because she bought the ticket through an app called Jackpot. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Listen.
I'm being treated as the bad guy. Never in a million years would think that there was anything sketchy or inappropriate.
We play by all the rules, and we're still playing by all the rules, and we expect that my client should be paid.
Yeah, well, that's her attorney, obviously, and he's right.
Officials are looking into whether the win should count. She can't get paid until the investigation is complete. Wow. Lawmakers in Texas have been moving to ban the app and other apps like it, partly because Texas state law says you have to pay cash for lotto tickets. The state Senate recently passed a bill that would have banned them, but the House didn't pass it, so it never became law. Now, I use these apps.
Right, but you use that. In New York, you're allowed to use that one that you use. What is that one thing?
Jackpocket.
Jackpocket.
Yeah.
That's the one you use.
Yeah.
But the one that she used in Florida,
Jackpot,
is a different app.
I got that app too.
Eligible in the state of Florida, but how could she buy a Florida ticket?
You won't be able to buy it if you're not in your state. It won't allow you to by looking at your GPS.
Really?
But yeah, but there, it's not so much that they're just not letting somebody win because they bought it on instead of paying cash in person. So they're also looking into a big lotto win from 2023 where a company in Jersey bought so many tickets, they basically were guaranteed a win. They spent $25 million and won $95 million jackpot.
Wow. Oh,
so they beat the system, officials don't think they should get the money.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.